This week we celebrated World Environment Day. According to the United Nations that established it back in 1972, it aims to stimulate worldwide awareness of the environment and enhance political attention and action. Well, in the many years I've been working here at Vatican Radio, I can say for sure that the Pope himself, as well as the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, have again and again called for attention towards environmental issues. Sister Marjorie Keenan, a former member of that council, told me she often found herself in the front line in conferences and conventions called to draw up programs to save the environment. In fact, she explains, amongst the Church's top priorities is the safeguard and respect for God's creation.
If they say that the social teaching of the Church is a well-kept mystery, I would say its teaching on the environment is still less known. Yet from the time of Vatican II, there has been a formal teaching on the care for the environment, very much linked with, as we said, creation, also with redemption. But the care for the creation is also related to such things as the universal destination of goods, human dignity, peace, and all that surrounds us should be at peace. And as I said, God created the earth as an organized, harmonious whole. And we, very often through industrialization, for economic reasons, do not think of the whole, but only of the immediate and of our part of it.
So I commented, even although caught up in our egocentrism and chronic short-sightedness, we tend only to think of the immediate and our part of it, it must also derive that we all play a role in depleting and ruining it.
All is a very easy word to use. I would say each one of us has our part. We in the consumer society are destroying the resources. Consumer means to use up. And that's the name we've given to our society. Right at this moment, we're living through the question of energy. And climate change, from being referred to by small groups considered radical environmentalists, has now become a key political issue across the world. We're waking up to the fact that the climate is changing. There is sound scientific evidence for it. And also there's also what they call the precautionary principle. If there are clear signs of the danger of something happening, we should take precautionary steps to assure that it is mitigated or does not happen.
We don't seem to do that, though.
No. And I personally often think of my own role in the consumer society and how do we change that? All of us can do the small thing. Most of us can act politically also, make our voice heard in local government, in provincial government, in national government, in world government.
And as Sister Marjorie pointed out again and again, just as God created the whole of the universe, it's the responsibility and duty of all of its inhabitants to work together for a partnership which will ensure all nations and all peoples to enjoy a safer and more prosperous future.
I had the privilege of representing the Holy See once in an environmental meeting in Iran, called by the government of Iran. Muslims and Christians could share principles of care for God's creation. I've also attended, and we've made joint statements, the Catholic Church and representatives of the various Jewish communities, a common declaration on care for the environment and education to this care. We have much to learn from the Asiatic religions, from the Buddhists, their attitude of peace, harmony, wholeness, etc. So there again, it is an issue which is at the heart of so much of our life. But I would like to cry out really in alarm right now what we are doing to our environment. War and conflict, on large or small scale, consumption of non-renewable resources. We have no right to consume the goods of the earth, which are destined for all and for future generations. We are destroying the future of the children of today, of the children to be.